Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Our next guest is a guy that we came to love on this show. I've got a dear friend named Tom Sullivan. He went out in Queens. You all know his brother Mike Sullivan is one of my best friends, if not my best friend. And Sullivan got screwed.
Yep,
they
completely.
Literally took the election. He won.
He won. Yes,
and Stacey Pfeiffer Amato, because her mother's a clerk and her father was a judge, stole the election. Cheated, 1,000%.
The definition of insider politics is what absolutely screwed Tommy Sullivan.
100% right. So at the same time that Tom was going through this, Lester Chang wins in Brooklyn, and they try to steal it from him, too.
Yeah.
Difference is they did steal it from Tom. Thank God Lester Chang ends up winning. He's been sworn in 49th District, parts of Bay Ridge, Bensonhurst, Sunset Park in Brooklyn. And here he is making his debut on Sid and Friends in the morning. A guy that we really like, Lester Chang. Lester, Sid Rosenberg, Andrew Giuliani, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Sid. Thank you very much for having me on board.
No, you're welcome. We talked about you a lot during your race and when they tried to screw you over. First of all, before we get to that, I know you were here yesterday for the Lunar New Year celebration. Hope you had a very happy New Year. Is that still going on, Lester, or is that over?
It's still going on to this weekend. You can still go to Chinatown. In the Chinatown, there will be a parade. There will be dragon dancing. It lasted basically 14 days where it was still in the middle of it. Back in my old home country in Hong Kong, China, they're still having holidays there.
You see, I told you, idiots, like it's one day. I'm like, no, it's not. It's 14 days. And why would there be dragons and not rabbits? Isn't this the year of the rabbit?
Yes, rabbit is one of those 12 animals that goes to Buddha. That assists him. So that's the difference. Dragon dance is nothing but is a symbol of prosperity.
Gotcha.
And power.
Right.
So that's the difference.
By the way, if you're going to Chinatown this weekend to celebrate Lester, we had this discussion on this program just 2 days ago. There is one restaurant in China. Now you're Chinese, so you know more than me.
I speak Chinese. Yep.
All right. I'm telling you, the best restaurant in Chinatown by a distance is Wohop. Does Lester Chang agree?
I would agree. One of several. Wohop. Wohop, I remember when I was growing up back in the 60s. That's how long ago was that?
Wow. How about that?
It's been around a long time.
Yeah.
So, Lester, you get the win. They tried their best to take it from you, saying you didn't live in Brooklyn, all this nonsense. Was there a time during that you were really, really nervous they were going to take it away from you? Or did you just know?
Never.
Okay.
Never. I'm a Midwood boy. High school in Brooklyn College.
Me too.
I'm a Midwood boy.
Me too. Grew up on East 22nd and Quentin Road. Also went to Brooklyn College and Kingsborough. Just like you, Lester Chang, I'm a tough Brooklyn Midwood boy as well.
We live in a tough neighborhood in Brooklyn. How could they ever take it that? Could never, never, never. Couldn't be. So I'm a Brooklyn boy already. So whatever they say doesn't mean anything. They'll all just do all the tricks and all that is nothing at all. But still, I'm happy, I'm seated, and we have to do people's work. That's the most important thing. There's a lot of work ahead of us.
So Assemblyman Lester Chang, what has the reception been like in Albany from those who tried to keep you from getting seated to your rightful seat that voters voted you in for?
Actually, I'm very surprised. They're very cordial, very professional, very nice about that.
They're sharpening the knives behind your back at the same time, right, Lester?
Yes. That's correct. That's correct. Because they saw me as an R, as a Republican, not as an A, as an Asian. But my community came out, the Asian came out. So the A became overriding than the R.
Yeah.
When you
great.
Look at some of the issues that are going on in Brooklyn, in this city, one of them, Lester, which hits very close to home with you, is the anti-Asian, the crime. You know, we had Rabbi Joe Potasnik on earlier today. We celebrate 78 years since they liberated Auschwitz, and the attacks on Jews have not gone away. We said never forget almost 80 years ago, and now it's every bit as bad as it was back then. Same thing with the Chinese community. You folks are under attack every day. Predominantly, it is blacks who are committing these crimes. Is that part of what you need to help fix on your job on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, appearance is one thing, but I suspect it's hate is a learned behavior. So we got to stop it somewhere. Probably have to have heavy education, and maybe perhaps hate and anti-Semitism need to be taught in school. Perhaps we can lower down the temperature. I don't think they're doing a great job in the school. We need to emphasize that. Again, my feeling, hate is a learned behavior. So we got to somehow lower the temperature or unlearn the hate somehow.
You're up in Albany now, and what are the biggest issues for you? What are you going to be pushing for your community, for this state? We know that crime has gone through the roof, not just in New York City, but all across New York State as you're a state representative now. What are you pushing for?
Okay, first thing about Albany, I'm still trying to find the good Chinese restaurant.
Good luck.
There aren't many good restaurants at all.
So. At all, yeah.
Okay. So that's a challenge already. Okay. And second thing is about the crime. Yes, I have to believe in my leader, Will Barkley. Okay, I know we cannot repeal the bail, cashless bail. Okay, but what we can do, we can tweak a few things itself. And we, as Republicans, willing to work across the aisle with Kathy Hochul during her speech, during her State of the State speech, that she's willing to listen. So we're looking forward for the Democrats to come out. Some proposed changes in there we are willing and ready to work on. I think the other side will identify that, and we just matter is find out what details we can compromise and pass it. That's the most important thing is public safety, and second is education.
Right. I mean, we always talk about the public safety first, obviously, whether it's Hochul, Adams, or you, but you talk about education. What are the biggest problems when you say education? Tell me and Andrew and my listening audience specifically what the issue with education is.
Two things, standards and also class sizes itself. Okay, regarding about the yeshivas itself, what the New York Times did. So that's a big issue. We would support the yeshivas, leave them alone. We'll try to the school itself, try to get the standards that will satisfy the regents. Second.
Well, hold on. Let me start with the yeshivas. The issue was, because I went to yeshiva, I went to high school, Solomon Schechter. So the issue was we spent half the day, Lester, studying English, you know, social studies, math, science. The other half day we would study Talmud and the Torah and all those things that if you're not really a devout Jew, you don't really use the rest of your life. And that's the issue. They're not learning enough of real studies every day. Is that basically the issue?
I think that's the basic issue, and I still have to scratch my head where the article from New York Times did not say positive about the yeshivas. I know, and you probably know, sir, is a lot of students who went through the yeshivas came out pretty well, pretty darn well.
Very well. You know why? I'll tell you why, Lester, because it wasn't like we went to school from 8 to 2, right? So we did 4 hours on English and 4 hours on Hebrew. I would go to school 8 o'clock in the morning. I would not get home till 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because even though we were studying Talmud and Chumash and the Torah and all these Hebrew studies, not once did they ever not do a good job with math, science, social studies. So the days were longer, and we did a lot of Hebrew. But I can promise you, Lester, we learned every English subject as well. So the New York Times and all these people pushing back, they're wrong.
I agree with you. So we got to leave them alone and maybe look at the test again, how these kids and that, whatever they say, maybe we have to retweak and maybe re-question how it's supposed to be that the kids can understand and do 1,000% better.
What's your take, changing subjects a little, what's your take on Hochul's loss right now of LaSalle? I know this is a Senate confirmation, you're a member of the Assembly, but considering getting used to the politics in Albany and Hochul and utilizing the leverage that she needs to find, how important is it for her and maybe even for conservatives to see if LaSalle can get sworn in?
I mean, every measure, I just look back, every measure, LaSalle is a qualified judge. Absolutely. Education, case study, optics, and he's a Puerto Rican. He is really a fully 100% qualified. I wish they would put this vote on the floor and go up and down and vote him in. I would see that opportunity. And besides, that's the governor's that's her prerogative to assign which judge it is. He looks qualified to me.
Right. Agreed. Lester, last one. When I introduced you, I talked about my dear friend Tom Sullivan out of Queens. I know you know who Tom is, and they literally stole the election. There's no other way to explain it. You can be cute as you want, but Stacey Piper Amato and her people stole the election. They tried to screw you over, too. So moving forward, you know, the integrities of elections, whether it's local in Brooklyn, Queens like Sullivan, or quite frankly, the presidential race with Donald Trump back in 2020, are you eager to fix that?
The election law definitely needs to be remodified, but probably it's not the laws are there, but the enforcement has to be equal. I don't see the equality of the decision-making. That's the issue itself, the equality of the decision-making on the judge. It seems like it's not fairly applied. The laws are there, but we need to retweak it. I'll retweak it on the absentee ballot on how they count it, because if they apply exactly what the law says, Tom Sullivan, and he's a veteran like I am, God bless him, he should have been sitting with right next to me.
That's right. And by the way, thank you for your service. You did serve this country proudly, and thank you so much for that. You and Tom Sullivan. We're thrilled to death, Lester. You got the win. We're happy that you are serving that 49th district. I went to Poly Prep, by the way, too, so I know that area very, very well. Continued success, and go to Albany and kick some ass, okay, pal?
Yes, thank you.
All right, there he is, Lester Chang. I like that guy.
He's great. He's going to do a great job up in Albany, sir.
He is, right?
Really will.